with Job. He took everything, all that he thought he had worked for, but truly it was all God's, you know. And the Lord gave, so he took away. And I think that's true in our relationships too. They could end at any moment, and that's why what Zach said, like, we put God first, because God will never abandon us. He'll never leave us.
Hello, hi, and hey, and welcome back to Unscripted Scripture. I'm Zach with my buddy Jack. Jack, say hi.
Hey.
We are here. We are happy. It is a lovely day, even though it's raining out. We're recording on a Thursday. What do you have to say, Jack?
Change the scenery. I mean, your parents' basement.
Yes, we changed the scenery. We're no longer in Jack's basement. We're in my basement, my parents. I'm going to kick us off with a little R&R, the rate and review. Yeah. We got a 5-star from our friend JJ Kingfee. Thank you, JJ Kingfee. They said, love the podcast. Love to play this while I lounge around the house. So thank you, JJ Kingfee.
Nice.
Yeah, if you want to rate and review us, you can. We'll read it here in the beginning of our show, maybe at the end of our show. Man, but we're going to read it.
We did just pass 2,000 people listening.
We did.
And since we started. That's so many. That's pretty cool.
That's a grand number. We never thought we'd get here.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
It's no longer mom, dad, the girlfriends, the siblings, grandparents.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's people we're meeting now.
Yeah. We had people reach out on, like, LinkedIn and every platform that we have, like, calling us out. So that's kind of cool.
Jack loves when people reach out. So don't be afraid to reach out. Jack will love it and remember it forever.
Yeah.
But we have one of those special listeners here with us today. We actually have two of them here with us today. This is our very first time, Jack, having additional people on the show other than you and I.
First time having special guests today.
Very, very special guests. Dear to our hearts, I got my fiance here with me, Jacqueline Curo. Jacqueline, say a little hello.
Hello.
Yes, she's mine.
Yes.
She's taken men and boys. She is mine. Now, Jack, who do you have here with you?
I have my very special girlfriend, Jenna Mylan, right here.
Oh.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
There we go. So we got
broke
some.
Broke the ice.
So right now we have the JJJZ. It's Jack, Jenna, Jacqueline, and Zach.
Oh, I thought you were going to butcher that.
I usually do butcher things like that, but we're here. We all four of us have known each other for about, I don't even know what the years are, but we all met at a camp, and then years later, it's pretty cool. We just
all connected.
We're dating, and yeah, half of us are getting married.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. We met in middle school. And
yeah, just for people who don't know, Zach, Jacqueline, and I went to the same school. We grew up in the Lampeter Strasburg School District here in Lancaster, and Jenna was just across the district in Penn Manor. So we all connected over the years through the churches and the camps that we did. But yeah, who would have thought?
I know.
Be the four of us.
I would have thought. I always told Jack when we were younger, we would go to prayer. What was it? Prayer camps?
Conferences.
No, prayer conferences on Wednesday nights once a year.
Yeah.
Like, Jack, you know, our future girlfriends might be in this room.
Yeah.
And then a couple years later, he started dating Jenna Mylan, who was in that room when I said it. So I knew all along. I just didn't know who it would be. I just knew one of them would be there. But yeah, so we're going to talk about how we started. We talked about how the four of us started, but now me and Jacqueline will kind of give our love story, and you know how that goes.
Talk about your journey.
How we met, our journey. As you know, Jack's handing over the mic to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, how are you doing today? Oh, she's looking great, everyone.
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here with my buddies.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to, obviously, every couple tells the love story different. The guy has one story and the girl has the other story. But we're going to try to do this together. So I'll start off. it was kind of cool. Me and Jacqueline on our wedding website, we kind of wrote the our story out a little bit, and then I got lazy and I didn't. I didn't finish writing it. But anyway, so we're gonna try to finish it here. So, like I said, me and Jacqueline met at camp. We went to school together. Saw each other in the hallways. Said hello in the passing. Waved. Had the same friends groups, but never really had a conversation or talk to each other. Do you agree with that, Jacqueline, or not?
Yeah, I agree with that. And your grandma found a picture of us in a fourth grade concert. And there was like one person between us, but we were looking in opposite directions. But
yeah, that was pretty crazy.
So we've known each other for a while.
Looking through the photo album, and grandma had me singing in a concert. And I was like, wait, that's my fiance right beside me. Crazy. I know. So, yeah, we've known of each other. And then, how long have we been, 2 years now? Almost 2 years we've been dating?
Well, it'll be, I guess, it'll be 2 years in August, so.
2 years in August, but we were talking, like, for a month before that. But, yeah, the camp that we used to go to as kids, I was a counselor, and Jacqueline was visiting for one of the nightly sermons at the camp, and I...
This is UE Camp, by the way.
This is UE
Camp.
Shout
out to all people who have been to UE Camp.
Good job. But, yeah, I... 6 months before then, I all of a sudden became free, and I wasn't dating anyone, and that's the way I wanted to stay. And all my other friends were, like, trying to hook me up with other girls. And actually, my one friend suggested Jenna Mylan, and I already knew that Jack had his eye on her, and I was like, no. But I said, you know what? This Jacqueline girl, I'm like, she's way out of my league, but that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a girl like that. And they're like, oh, I can set that up for you. And I was like, no, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to be at her level yet. Like, I need to do some work. I need to dive into my Bible. I need to get right before I even put myself to try to go get her. And UE Camp came 6 months later, and I was standing up with my boys, worshiping God, and, you know, hands were raised. And, you know, I turned around to look at Jack, and there was Jacqueline sitting right beside him. And I was like, whoa, hey, God, like, I see you. Like, the spark started again. And I was like, this Jacqueline girl, I think I'm there. I think I'm ready. So I did what any Christian guy would do, and I started worshiping harder and started to interact with my young men, junior hires more, and I was just hoping she would get a glimpse of me.
So then I was standing around. I wanted to say hi to everyone that I haven't seen in a while, and you come up and you act so excited.
This was after the worship was over.
This was after the worship was over, and no one has ever been so excited to see me or give me a hug like you did. So that's kind of when I knew that something was up and that you would be part of my life somehow.
Yeah. So then we got home from camp. It is mushy gushy. If this is a cheesy podcast, add the comment.
We're not sorry.
Yeah, put the cheese emoji because we're not sorry. This is how we fell in love. UE camp ended. It was a week-long camp, and we went home, and all the counselors started hanging out more, and Jacqueline kind of joined the group, and so she was hanging out, and she ended up going out on a date with another guy. Didn't know I was interested in her, and I didn't really know. I think I told Jack. I was like, dude, she's the one, and he's like, didn't you hear she went out on a date with someone else? And I was like, no, I don't care. Like, she's the one. Like, it's her. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever, Zach. And I'm like, nope. And so we kept hanging out with friend groups, and the date she went out on never worked out, like I knew it wouldn't. And I just had that much trust. And I didn't even know who it was at the time. And anyways, one of the nights came by where I was like, everyone who wants to come over can in the friend group. And Jacqueline was the only one who could come over. And
you knew that's how it would happen. You set it up that way because you knew everyone else was busy.
Yeah. And so we went to Rita's, and Jacqueline told me about how much she was done with men and didn't want to date anymore, didn't even want to think about them. And
yeah,
I don't know why
she's. Yeah, we count that as our first date.
Yeah, I do. I knew it was a date all along. Yeah, Jack.
But asked I
asked if it
you
was
on
the
drive there. No, that was our actual first date. Never mind. I'm sorry. Interrupted.
Right. And then, so we had a nice time there. We went to, we went out for breakfast for dinner the next 2 weeks.
It was a few weeks later.
And Jacqueline asked, what are we? And I was like, we'll find out. And by the end of the night, we knew who we were. We started dating and yeah, the rest is history. But yeah, that's how we fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
But now we get to hand over the mics to our special friends, Jack and Jenna.
Wow. Cool story, guys. Nice job. Fist bump there. Now you're engaged. Now you're pledged to be married pretty soon. Almost a month. Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. Jenna Violet, what's going on? Yeah. All right. Yeah, Jenna Mylan. Okay. Okay. Jenna and I, we had known each other for a while as well. Same sort of situation, except we went to different schools and we met through the church functions, UE camp as well, a combined retreat that we would do in the fall. And we had always talked to each other in passing and we would text each other very, very sparingly through the year.
On Snapchat. Not really texting.
Yeah, some weird snaps to each other. And then she was friends with my sister first.
Yes.
Our producer, Abby, giving us a big,
Abby
big
and
hands
I,
up.
Abby and I did camp team together at UE camp. And that's been when we became really close. And then the more I hung out with her, the more I took notice of her brother.
Yeah, she was switching gears. She was switching
good
gears.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I think it was, what was it? Maybe, I think it was the fall retreat of my
Freshman year.
It was from mm-hmm. freshman year. Freshman year of college. And we were in the chapel and, like, seeing each other. Well, I was trying to be sly with looking over at her. And apparently I wasn't too good at it because she would always catch me looking at her. But
mm-hmm.
I would always tell Zach, I was like, that, man, that's a girl. Like, that's the girl I would want, you know, want to get to know more and talk to. And that's how the interest started, I guess, right around that time. Like, for real, like, real interest. Would you say that's
yeah.
probably right?
Now that I'm thinking about it, it was your sophomore year.
Sophomore year. Okay,
because
yeah.
It was during my gap year.
That's right. Yeah, because you were on a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sophomore year of college. And then I think after that was November, up until like the end of December, we were thinking about, I think those feelings were growing.
Yeah, because Ashley threw a Christmas party.
Ashley Firestone, a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Shout
and
out.
I don't know how I was really invited. Maybe I was hanging out with Ashley and Abby a lot
yeah,
that
probably.
Time. Because like, we weren't talking at that point.
Yeah, no, we weren't. That was
but
the first day. Jacqueline didn't come.
Jacqueline
That's
was
okay.
invited, but she didn't come.
Yeah. Good one. That was a good one.
Did they hear it?
Maybe. It doesn't.
No.
Okay.
I said me and Jacqueline could have been married by now if she would have came to that party.
2018, and I was driving Abby and a friend home, and we were... Yeah, the Christmas party, yeah. And I was driving, and they were like... I was like, what do you think of Jenna? And they're just like, oh, you know, Jenna has feelings for you. And I kid you not,
oh.
I hit the brakes in the middle of the road,
you
and
saw
Abby can testify to it. I hit the brakes.
Because you saw a deer?
No, because they told me about
Jenna. I know.
And so I hit the brakes, and I was like, we got to go back. Like, you got to take us home. So I
drove to their houses. Oh.
Flew home.
Flew home. Dropped them off. Hustled back to Ashley's. And they were like, oh, Jenna just left. I was like, no.
But I was still at the party. And I was like, yo, Jen, you're back.
You had no idea what was up.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. No.
Not for you, Zach. I'm not here for you. But then it was right after that, right, that we... You sent me a text first.
Yeah, so at the Christmas party, always at the Christmas party, I took notice of how Jack kind of acted differently than the other guys that was there.
Yeah.
So then I initiated a text the day after the Christmas party saying just what I thought of him that night of...
Oh.
We were playing Cards Against Humanity, and I'm not a big fan of that game. And I noticed how Jack was different in that game than the other people. So I gave him a compliment in that text. And then...
I asked you out. Because, yeah, I know the story.
Jenna is, like, whispering into Jack's ear, like, what happened.
Okay, yeah. I asked her out over the text. So, would you want to go get coffee sometime? Because I knew she loved coffee. That was a definite, but I didn't know anything about like, coffee shops in town.
Yeah.
Now I can name 50.
Yes, you can.
So, I was like, all right, let's go to Starbucks. And so, we went to Starbucks. And, shortly after that, maybe that weekend or following week or something. And then we started talking through the spring because I had to go back to school after that. But we just kept texting each other, and every time I was home, I'd let her know. And then it wasn't until June 4th, 2019, when we decided to, I guess, label ourselves and talk about what was going on, what we were thinking, and where our hearts were. And that's what set it off, and now we're in a good relationship, very strong, deep love for each other, and it's going great.
You did the DTR. You know what that stands for?
I have no idea what you just said.
Define the relationship.
Oh.
DTR. Did I teach you that one? Jacqueline taught me that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Yeah, that... I guess because there's always a date for... Like, there's... I don't think in a relationship, it's like a gradual, like, yeah, we just decided we'll... That's where we are. You always have to, like, talk about it.
Right. It's not like, oh, yeah,
you have
we're
to define
dating.
It. Like, there has
other
to be
people
a date.
Might ask, and you're like... yeah, I guess that's always an awkward moment. You're like, we're dating, but we're not. And they're like, oh, you're one of those. No, we're like talking. Yeah.
But it's sometimes like she brought it up. She was the first, she brought it up to me.
The initiator.
We stopped at my house.
Yeah. I'm kind of the initiator.
Yeah, Jenna, take it. Take it. Yeah.
So we were driving back from the place where UB camp was held. We were just kind of walking around there for a little bit, reminiscing. And then we drove back to your house.
Nothing. Oh. Keep going.
And the music was playing, and then the music stops. And then I say...
I was halfway out the car. I was, like, leaving.
Yeah, he was halfway out the car. And I said, wait! There was just a long pause because I didn't know what to say next because I was never in the situation where I was wanting to figure out what was happening but didn't know what to say. So then I just like, where are we at?
Yeah, you're like, I think we should talk about like where we're at. I'm like, oh, okay. Deep down, I was like, yes, let's go. And I got back in the car, and we talked about it.
Talked about it, and then he came in to work the next morning and said, Zach, guess what? And I said, what? You're like, dude, I think we're together. I think we're dating now. And I was like, oh, whoa.
That was so cool,
That was
man.
So cool.
It was awesome.
I was like, congratulations, dude. I was like, I knew it was going to happen. But
and it was that summer, like that August, I think, that you guys first started. So both of us... Both of us in the same summer.
Because that night was when I came up to Jenna, and she's like, yeah, Jack and I are actually dating now. And I'm like, what? And then I saw Zach that night. And
at UE Camp.
At UE Camp. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, UE Camp is where it's at.
Yeah, they put
but
something in
obviously.
The water there.
Yes.
Don't go there to find someone. But
no, but it's, I mean, I think it, and it all stemmed from, like, both of our relationships just on the foundation of Christ being the center. Like, and that's why I think we feel the draw to UE, is because that is, that's what it's all about. That's what the whole week was about. And I think, I don't want to speak for you guys, but for Jenna and I, that's where our, the love first came from, is that we saw our love for Jesus in each other. And that's what attracted us to each other. I mean, obviously, Jenna's good looks, but this right. still, love for Jesus was first and foremost, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, Jacqueline says my ears look good, and that's what drew her to me. I always said Jacqueline. She loved Jesus, and her love for Jesus.
Your ears.
Never mind, the ears wasn't true. But yeah, I know, it's crazy how when you put God first in a relationship, like when you run after, you're running after God and you're like, wow, for a guy, you're like, this woman loves God. Like, how am I not attracted to that? Like, you are attracted to that. And so just making it, starting a relationship with a God structure, God-rooted relationship in both people, oh my goodness. You got like 5 years out of the way of figuring out who people are, because you know, like, I don't know, Jacqueline, can you say the exact same thing? Like, you, we just felt so connected when we started. Me and Jacqueline kissed on our first date, by the way.
Whoa, really?
That might be news to everyone.
Wow.
Mom and Dad, me and Jacqueline kissed on our first date.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa, yeah. But we just felt so connected. I mean, right after, we were like, oh, should we have done that? Yeah. What's going on? And we drove home and we were smiling. Jacqueline's going to take the mic from me before I say anything else.
I think a big part to, you know, bounce off of that is just something, you know, that's different between Zach and I is we've been with other people before finding each other. And I think that was hard because you come into a relationship with some, you know, baggage. I mean, everyone brings baggage into a relationship. You don't necessarily have to date someone before, but I think it was just so evident because I knew what I didn't want. And so when I saw what I wanted and someone who loved the Lord, and the Lord would be number one, I would never have to worry about, like, other things like turning into... Now I'm mixing up my words. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. It makes sense.
So that, I think that's a big part. Because it's very rare to, the first person you date is who you marry. So that's why I'm speaking on our behalf of, sometimes it is a hard journey to get to that person who, who is the one that God has chosen for you.
Yeah.
And you guys are those people. You are your first relationships.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. Like, it was, you know, we've had different experiences in the past, and I think it, but still, yeah, first relationship, there were definitely things we had to jump over and get through, and probably still things we're still dealing with, but it's all worth it, you know, and it's good to be honest with each other, and I think that's where we're at, is we've learned that through our relationship, whether it's things you're unsure about, things you're uncomfortable with, like, it's important to be open to each other, and especially in a new relationship, like, it's, that's key.
Yeah.
I think, but the one thing I wanted us to kind of talk about real quick towards the end here is, towards the end is that we've all been through different, you know, highs and lows in relationships through our whole lives. We've been in relationships, we've been in seasons of singleness, maybe seasons of heartbreak, and people listening have probably, we don't know where they're at, and they're probably people who struggled with divorce, probably people who, I don't know, have a kid, or there's people that are single, people that just broke up with someone, people that are in a new relationship. So, I just want to shoot it out to all of us. What is your advice to people based on your experiences on how to cope with some of the times that seem difficult, seem struggling? Maybe people, you know, in that season of singleness, is there something that you want to offer them? Anybody want to start? Jenna?
So my answer to that would be, like, where is, I would ask them, like, where is your contentment at? Like, when I was in my gap year of after high school, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I mean, yeah, that would be nice down the road, but I wasn't, like, eagerly, like, dating a bunch of guys just to find someone to date. God really taught me how to be content with Him only. So when I didn't expect to be in a relationship, I think that's when God kind of gifted me Jack to learn and grow with Him. I think if you're truly content with your relationship with Christ first, that's what really matters. And a relationship with another human being is a lot of work, and it's hard at times, but it's a gift.
Yeah.
That may be unexpected for you.
And I am right there with you. I could not agree more, where I had to, in my previous relationships, I put the girls first. And that's why I said at the end of the relationship, like, no, they wanted to hook me up with Jacqueline right away. And I said, no, I'm not ready. Like, I need to put God first in order for me to love whoever's the next love of my life, or, yeah, whoever I'm going to try next to become my wife. Like, I need God to come first so that's pure, because I wrecked a lot of relationships before that because I didn't put God first. I put the girls first. And I thank God every day for that, because it let me know how I'm supposed to act towards Jacqueline and how I'm supposed to put Him first. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, everything goes through Him first before it goes through Jacqueline. Like, our girls, Jack, here are number twos. God is our number one priority.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's awesome. I think one thing God has shown me before my relationship and then through it is being patient, and the test of patience and what that really means. It's so much harder than I ever imagined. You know, I thought it was hard to be patient for the right girl when I was single, but I feel like it's actually been testing me now, you know, being patient and, like Jenna said, like, content with where you're at and trusting that God has everything worked out already, and that he could take all of it away in any moment. And I'm bringing back Job, our boy Job, which we've mentioned time and time again. But, like, just that he did with Job, he took everything, all that he thought he had worked for, but truly it was all God's, you know, and the Lord gave, so he took away. And I think that's true in our relationships too. They could end at any moment. And that's why what Zach said, like, we put God first, because God will never abandon us. He'll never leave us. But these people in this world, like, they're not our control. They're not our possession. And, you know, they're ultimately God's. So just trusting that everything's in His hands, I think, is what I would stress to people that are struggling right now.
Yeah, and I feel like the world will tell you, like, oh, like, focus on yourself, like, when you're, like, living up the single life or whatever. Like, no, like, it's all about you right now. Work on yourself. But in my singleness, which there were many seasons like that, I just made the choice to fall in love with Jesus and focus on Him. And I remember getting together with a friend, and she kind of called it, like, date night with Jesus, where, like, you would just, I know it sounds, like, real cheesy, but, like, you would just spend the whole night or a lot of the time just reading your Bible and worshiping. And those are some of the greatest times and the times when I felt closest to the Lord, because when you start a relationship, like, there's so much brokenness you have to work through. There's two broken people coming together, and, like, sometimes I don't even feel like I can control my feelings and my emotions, and then you bring someone else into the picture. So it's really important to just know your worth in the Lord and surrender those plans to Him.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool, guys. That's good to get different perspectives on it
from people that are Dude, we could make a whole separate podcast with just the a whole show with the four of us, man. I'm learning so much from each other.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see if I can think of a funky question now. Yeah. I told the girls I was going to ask them like what their favorite Bible verse or favorite story was, but how about let's go favorite song and why?
Oh my goodness.
Oof.
What?
Tough one.
Is that tough?
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Right. How about most?
No. It's okay. It's
how about
okay.
Zach and I's mine's most embarrassing moment since we've been dating you guys.
When we have
embarrassed you two.
Yeah. When you were embarrassed by us.
Yes.
Let's say that.
Do you know the answer to
is
that?
Is there something while you were dating us?
I could give a handful.
Jenna's got one.
Of when you embarrassed me.
Okay. So one side of Jack that I haven't seen before this moment was we were at a Flyers game.
Oh, boy.
For the first time. And if you know Zach and Jack, they love the Philly sports.
Keep going.
So, Jack took me to a Flyers game, and they lost. But when they scored, Jack went crazy like I'd never seen him before. He like his head was shaking, like just going crazy.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably the time that I'm thinking of when I was kind of like, who is this guy?
filmed me watching it the other day.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I have a video of you doing it.
Watching it in the living room.
Yeah.
I was like,
whoa.
Anyway. There's a shootout, man. What can I say? It was crazy. That's a good one, Jenna.
Thanks.
It's not going to change, just saying. All right, you guys got one?
Do you have one, Jacqueline, or me?
I mean, like you said, I think there are more times that I've embarrassed you. But anyone who knows Zach knows that he gets really excited. And when he gets excited, he gets loud. So I can't really think of like any specific. Hold on, Jenna's sending me some signals. Okay, that's a great one, Jenna. Jenna remembers the story from our first date when Zach was driving down the road with me and he rolled down the window and stuck his head out and screamed, I just went on a date with Jacqueline Kuro.
Yeah, I ain't afraid to say it to anyone, man. I am proud.
So I was probably blushing like crazy, but you know, deep down inside, I felt very love.
Hey, I'm all about putting it all out there on the first date. Like, you really get to know Zach Geyer on the first date. I wanted her to know what she was getting herself into. And then, you know, 8 months, 9 months, 12 months, what was it, 13 months later, I got down on a knee and, you know, I asked the question, are you going to marry me or not? And she said,
I left you there for a while.
She said, yeah, I guess. No, man, she was crying. That's why she didn't say anything. So, yeah, it worked out. So, lay it all out there on the first date.
It's fun to have those stories of each other because it's fun to laugh together. Keep your relationship lighthearted during those times.
For sure.
Yeah, we're not going to embarrass the girls.
No.
Their story.
They already get embarrassed by us. Yeah.
Yeah, just doing the show.
Right. So we might wrap it up there. We you guys were great. I think we're gonna have to have you guys on again,
guys. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are the best looking people we've ever had on this show. Wouldn't you say, Jack?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, let's wrap it up, Jack. You want to wrap it up
first? Sure, I'll wrap it up. Yeah, I want to thank Jacqueline and Jenna for taking some time here to talk to us about relationships and. We just thank you guys for listening.
You can rate and review us here on Anchor and send us a voice message.
If you want to hear another relationship podcast, let
us
know.
Yeah, tell us what you guys are interested in hearing.
If you want Jacqueline and Jenna back,
yeah,
tell us.
And but yeah, shoot us a DM, tweet us out, send us anything on social media, follow us there, and be sure to listen to us on whatever platform you got going. We thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.